Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick, and Bargain Hunters shook off turkey hangovers early today for the beginning of the annual shopping extravaganza called Black Friday. Some retailers actually opened at midnight, hoping to get a head start on their competitors. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us. Sam, do all these bargains and early hours actually add up to better sales for retailers? Does this work?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, Alex. Black Friday actually got its name because it once marked the day when retailers went from being in the red to running in the black or turning a profit. But it's really not thought of as the busiest shopping day of the year anymore. That honor now goes to the Saturday before Christmas. So I guess despite all those shoppers out braving the crowds today, we're really a nation of procrastinators at heart.
You know, I was driving to work this morning, and very early, around 5 o'clock, there were hundreds and hundreds of people, I think, in line waiting for this Best Buy to open. It was just amazing. So it is a day that seems very important to retailers anyway.
It is, and retail analysts call it the ceremonial kickoff to the holiday season, so that's why you see all the hoopla out there. But it's not so much about actual sales as it is about getting people in the doors of these stores. I talked with Scott Krugman with the National Retail Federation, and he was saying that bargain hunters may be looking for a few deeply discounted items today, like flat-screen TVs and laptop computers. But he says they're also scoping out the rest of the store's merchandise, and more importantly, its prices.
You're leaving consumers with an impression. That's the one day that they're really making their list and checking it twice, in the sense that they're getting a feel for what merchandise is out there and what the price points are. And if you're the retailer with the right merchandise and the right price points, chances are the consumer is going to come back to you throughout the season.
And you add all that up, and retailers are expecting a 4.5% to 5% increase in holiday sales this year. The elephant in the room, of course, being the slowing housing market and how that's going to affect consumer spending, since many Americans use their homes and home equity and refinancings to boost their spending power. But when I was talking to Scott Krugman, he said it probably won't make much of a dent since most people view holiday shopping as necessity spending. That, of course, worries consumer advocates who are thinking that Americans are going to be feeling financially hungover once this all blows over. Coming up later today on Marketplace, sure, Black Friday may get all the attention, but it turns out today is also the biggest day of the year for plumbers. We'll explain why.
I'm not sure I want to know, Sam, but thank you anyway, Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.